Great, thank you. And I will call the meeting to order with my gavel. Meeting is called to order, Planning Commission meeting for Tuesday, March 1st, 2022 at 6 p.m. Given the public health conditions and consistent with Assembly Bill number 361, which allows for deviation, meetings will be held by teleconference only until further notice. This meeting can be viewed on Channel 20 and is available on live streaming on the city's website and on www.slow-span.org. Members of the public may provide public comment during the meeting by calling 805-321-6639. The phone line is now open. So, Commissioner McLaughlin has agreed to lead us in the flag salute. Commissioner?
Okay. Okay. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, Ms. Rotana, would you call roll, please?
Commissioner Holden?
Here.
Commissioner Long?
Here.
Commissioner McLaughlin?
Here.
Vice Chair Halverson?
Here.
And Chairman Rodman?
Here. Our first order of business tonight is appointment of Planning Commission Chair and Vice Chair. I have decided to not continue as chair, and so therefore I nominate Commissioner Halverson to be a chair. So
I'll second that.
Okay, great. That's seconded. I would like to call on the other commissioners to make other nominations for the chair. And of course, don't forget, we need to nominate a vice chair as well.
I'll nominate Chris Long as vice chair.
All right.
And I will second that.
I suppose, Chris, that you are in agreement.
Members of the Planning Commission.
Yes.
Just a point of order.
You
can't have two motions both seconded at the same time. So what I would recommend you do is that each of the members give your nomination suggestions, and then one of you make a motion for that, and you'll need a second, and then vote on it. If you don't get a majority vote, then you go to the next one. But I'd recommend just make your nominations and then ask for a motion and second.
Okay, very well. Thank you very much for that clarification. I'm glad you're here. So Chris Long has been nominated for vice chair. Commissioner Halverson for chair. Are there other nominees? I do not hear anyone speak up, or let's have a motion then for the chair and the vice chair.
Ron, I think we need to do them one at a time, is what I heard council say.
I would agree.
So we do the chair first.
Okay. All right, so let's do the chair. So the nominee is Commissioner Halverson. So let's do a, can I have a motion for electing Halverson?
I think we already have the motion and it's seconded. So we just need to vote.
Yes, we need a new one.
So
we need another one.
Chair Rodman, you made the motion. And then Ann Holden seconded the motion. So I can do the roll call.
All right, go ahead.
So Commissioner Rodman?
Yes.
Commissioner Holden?
Yes.
Commissioner Long?
Yes.
Commissioner McLaughlin?
Yes.
And Commissioner Halverson?
I'll have to abstain, yeah. Other deference.
All right, so it sounds like we have a new commissioner. Let's go ahead and finish with the vice chair.
We nominated and it was seconded, yeah.
All right, go ahead and call roll.
Commissioner Holden?
Yes.
Commissioner Halverson?
Yes.
Commissioner Rodman?
Yes.
Commissioner McLaughlin?
Yes.
And you're Chris Long, I'm assuming you're going to abstain.
I'll abstain as well. Thank you.
Okay.
Very well. We have a new chair and a new vice chair. So I will figuratively change seats. And Commissioner Halverson, you can continue with the meeting.
All right. Very good. I see on our agenda that we need to call the roll again. I guess it's our new hats. So if Ms. Rotana, you would call the roll again.
Commissioner Holden?
Here.
Commissioner McLaughlin?
Here.
Commissioner Rodman?
Here.
Vice Chair Long?
Here.
And Chair Halverson?
Here. All right, very good. We're still here. At this time, the Planning Commission will review the order of business to be conducted and receive requests for or make announcements regarding any changes in the order of the day. The Commission should, by motion, adopt the agenda as presented or revised. So I assume everyone has looked at the agenda. If you have any comments, please make those now. Hearing none, I guess I would entertain a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion, Chair, that we approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you.
I'll second that motion.
Very good. Moved and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Very good. The motion is approved. So public communications, please call at 805-321-6639 if you would like to provide any public comment. During this time, the Commission will allow public communication. Any member of the public may address the Commission for a period not to exceed 3 minutes total on any item of interest within the jurisdiction of this Commission. The Commission will listen to all communications. However, in compliance with the Brown Act, the Commission cannot act on any items not on the agenda. So, Clerk Rotana, do we have any members of the public that would like to speak to us?
No one is on the line for public comment.
All right, then I will bring it back to the Commission. And we'll move on to the consent calendar. And once again, if there's any member of the public who wishes to address the Commission on the items listed under the consent agenda, please call at 805-321-6639. So the item under the consent agenda is the meeting minutes of our last meeting, December 7th, 2021. Have folks reviewed the agenda, the past agenda? In the minutes, I guess?
Yes, Chair. I noticed one error. On item number two, development application 21-40, it says right before that that the at 6:06, Chair Rodman and Commissioner Halverson were recused. And so on the fourth little paragraph, it says that Chair Rodman asked if there was anyone on the teleconference line. So since I was not there, I couldn't have said that. So that I suppose that should be corrected to be Chair Halverson, if you recall, who actually did that.
Yeah, that's correct. I noticed that as well. So both of those references to Chair Rodman should say Vice Chair Halverson. Are there any other corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve them as amended?
Chair, I'll make a motion.
I make a motion to approve the minutes as amended.
And I will second that motion.
Then I'll second it.
Okay. I think it's been thoroughly motioned and seconded. We'll have a vote, a voice vote. All in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Need a couple more.
Aye.
Okay. That's close enough. That's a majority. So the minutes are approved as amended. And we'll now move on to the public hearing items. One more time for the phone number. If there's any member of the public who wishes to comment on these items, please call in at 805-321-6639. And the first item in public hearing is item two on the agenda. It's development application 22-06. The applicant is the Tanner Family Trust of 2011. And Assistant Planner Castillo will present.
It still says Assistant Planner.
It says Assistant Planner. I was going to give you a promotion, Rafael, but that's what it says.
Fair enough. Well, all right. So this is development application 2206 before you this evening. So just a quick note, this was originally approved as the Grover Business Park site. It is partially developed there. As you can see, the Natural Healing Center as well as the McCall Plumbing Building are currently developed on this site. This item and this site in particular came before you as a planning commission in 2019, to which you approved a two-story, 16,125 square foot building for manufacturing and cannabis distribution. That previous applicant went through the motions of the building permit application and submittal. However, that applicant did abandon the project and is therefore and then subsequently sold the property to the new applicant, which is before you this evening. And this applicant wishes to go forward with a new scaled down version of this development that is actually a mix of uses, not just purely commercial cannabis. So as a refresh, this is zoned industrial. This is zoned industrial. The site is there highlighted in red. This is the site right here. The unique portion of this site is actually as part of the Grover Business Park development. The rear portion of the site is actually a dedicated basin to serve not only this lot, but the adjacent other lots, including the larger six lot development that was approved in 2018. So the proposed application before you this evening does include a construction of a 9,930 square foot a shell industrial building containing four separate 2,160 square foot suites, each containing a mezzanine ranging in size from 639 to 650 square feet. Suite D proposes a dedicated 650 square foot office with restroom. However, these offices is less than 10% of the total area of the building, so therefore it does not require additional parking. The proposed total height of the building is 32 feet in height. The applicant is seeking a use permit in addition to the development permit to allow for potential commercial cannabis uses in the suites that you will not be occupying. The total landscaping of the area is 2,500 square feet, exclusive of the existing 16,135 square foot drainage basin area. There's a total of 19 dedicated parking spaces, which is consistent with the development code. And on-site improvements include sidewalk and sewer connections, and that sidewalk will meander, I'll get to in a minute. So again, this is the basin that's here. This is the building showing in the aerial, parking area, drainage basin that is also going to help support this proposed development and the meandering sidewalk continuing with this sort of meandering and planting pattern that has been established with the 998 Huston development directly to the south. This is an image of the proposed architecture of the building. The applicant is proposing to utilize a mix of galvanized steel and stucco. It is predominantly steel in the rear portion of the building. However, the proposed industrial building does include a varied roof height with a steep pitch. It includes breaks towards the northern portion of the property line and also uses various colors, windows, and other treatments to help break up that primarily steel facade, particularly along Huston Street. So as a part of all development applications before the Planning Commission, we do have to make consistency findings with both our pertinent adopted documents, the first being the general plan. The proposed project is consistent with the land use policies, including LU 11.4 and LU 20.3 overall design objectives for industrial development and clean industries. It is an industrial development, so there's an additional document that it needs to be consistent with, and that is the proposed the industrial design guidelines. As a part of the land use element, there are certain criteria that industrial development needs to meet, and the site does have this defined access from Huston. The site has convenient access. There's no proposed outdoor storage. Main entry is emphasized along Huston, and it is articulated as such. And the proposed architectural style and colors provide a high quality design building, which is what both the general plan and our design guidelines are seeking. The third document that we look at is consistency with development code. The proposed project is consistent with development code requirements. It meets all proposed development code for parking, height, floor area ratio, and landscaping. And again, there is a use permit portion for this project for potential future commercial cannabis uses. And so this proposed project has been conditioned to meet those standards, including hours of operation, odor control, and waste management, should the applicant have a commercial cannabis lessee. As part of all projects, we go through an environmental review. The proposed project does qualify for a Class 3 new construction of small facilities exemption. The proposed project is not located in an environmentally sensitive area. You'll find those additional findings in your draft resolution. Staff is recommending this evening that the Planning Commission adopt the resolution to approve development application 2206. For development permit and commercial cannabis use permit at 948 Huston. And with that, I will turn it over to Commission for any questions.
Very good, Senior Planner. Thank you so much. Do any of the commissioners have any questions of staff? Looking around at microphones, everybody seems to be muted. I had one question. The water storage basin at the rear of the property. Does the owner of the property have a obligation to maintain that if it gets overgrown with weeds or filled with trash or whatever?
It's a maintenance obligation that is to the entire park itself. That's included as a part of the CCNRs and other obligations for each property owner.
Oh, okay. All right. So this piece of property, it does belong as part of the property that we're discussing tonight, though, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, but it's covered. But the maintenance covered by CCRs.
Correct.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Are there any other questions from the commissioners?
Hey, Chair, this is Commissioner Long. Yeah, I did have a question. The use permit, you mentioned kind of mixed use, a potential for mixed use, including cannabis. And maybe I should know this, Raphael, but use permit can just be about for anything, or does the applicant need to specify in this case?
Use permit is specific for commercial cannabis uses. So what the applicant has proposed is that as a part of this development permit, a use permit also be adopted to provide the applicant maximum flexibility in leasing the remaining portions of the site that he's not going to be utilizing. So one of those maximum flexibility tools is the ability to lease a space out to a potential commercial cannabis user. So essentially what this does is save one step that could be done if the applicant were to find a lessee for, let's say, space C, then that lessee would have to go through all the motions of getting that use permit, where in this instance, it's completed in one fellow swoop. And so at that point, that lease, he can now then turn around and advertise this as fully entitled, which helps out in terms of any type of future commercial cannabis use, that entitlement's completed. And the steps that just need to get completed then is just the building permit, interior tenant improvement built out.
Okay. No, that makes sense. Okay. And then you mentioned the clean industry portion in your, you know, one of the land use codes or belief. And again, I wasn't around for the cannabis kickoff in Grover Beach, but I mean, does that change? How does that, depending on the industry itself, you know, manufacturing versus, you know, growing, and how does that, the clean industry, how does that work for discharge, I guess, is what I'm trying to get at. Is that require a special permit? I know I'm going a little bit off topic here, but.
No worries. So clean industry is typically looking at, you know, much more heavier industries that require a lot more point source pollutants, whereas this one is, you know, commercial cannabis, at least currently as it stands in our city, happens to just have typically infusion, which produces little to no pollution. And then the cultivation aspect of it is supposed to be utilizing recycling water, therefore not utilizing as much water for just if it just was to recharge and go back to the ground. So that's really what that clean, you know, industry really means is things that aren't polluting or what we typically see as pollutants for heavy industrial type uses.
Okay, appreciate that clarification. And then I guess just lastly, I know that there's been obviously that area is kind of one of the areas where, you know, cannabis industries have been designated area. I know that we've had a few recent development permits. Just out of curiosity, how are those moving along? I think there was one up the road recently. Is that moving along?
So that, you know, that's probably something we can discuss as part of the director's report. And so that way we just keep it, let's try to keep focus on this item, but we will give you an update as part of the director's report for that.
Fair enough. Okay, great. No more questions. Thank you.
All right, any other commissioners have a question? If not, we will move on to public comment. We'll open it to public comment. And if there's any members of the public who wish to comment on this item, please call in at 805-321-6639. And I would offer the applicant, if he's online, to speak first.
I'm online, Carrie Tanner.
Okay, go ahead.
You guys hear me? No, I just appreciate y'all taking the time to consider this project. And we want to be a part of your growth vision for your city. And we hope that this falls within what you have in mind as well, because we want it to be something that's good for you, good for Rover, good for us.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Clerk Rotana, do we have any members of the public who would like to speak on this item?
No, we do not.
Okay, then I will close it for public comment, bring it back to the commission. Commissioners, do we have any discussion about this item? I guess we don't. So I will entertain a motion to approve. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve a development permit and use permit to construct a 9,300 square foot building with potential commercial cannabis uses at 4948 Houston Street.
Thank you, Commissioner Holden. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Very good. Clerk Bertano, would you please read the roll?
Commissioner Holden?
Yes.
Commissioner McLaughlin? Commissioner McLaughlin?
Hold on. Having mute issues. Yes.
Commissioner Rodman? Commissioner Rodman?
Nicole, I think he dropped off. I don't see him on
that. We can probably move forward. We'll have a majority.
Vice Chair Long?
Yes.
And Chair Halverson?
Yes. And motion is approved. Thank you. So we'll move on to item 3 on the agenda. If there's any member of the public who would wish to comment on item 3, please call in at 805-321-6639. The title of this item is Development Application 22-04. The applicant is Astound Broadband, LLC, DBA Digital West, and Senior Planner Castillo. Make a presentation.
Yes, thank you. I'm getting a little bit of feedback, so if we just want to make sure everyone can just put themselves on mute if they are not. There we go. Perfect. All right. So before you is development application 2204, Astound Broadband LLC. So just diving into this, this is Astound, like has mentioned, Astound Broadband LLC, formerly known as Digital West, for those that have been here on the Central Coast for quite some time, wishes to provide internet and broadband services to both residential and commercial properties in Grover Beach. So I know this item is currently designated for a coastal development permit, but this will include properties not only in the coastal zone, but throughout the city. So the proposed project does require what's called a coastal development permit, as the project is defined as a major public works project consistent with the California Coastal Act, and as advised by California Coastal Commission staff when our city staff inquired about what type of permitting is required for the proposed project in the coastal zone. So the applicant is proposing installation of fiber optic cables that provide high performance data networking. So short answer stick is it provides internet for your homes and businesses. Fiber optic speeds can be up to 100 times faster than your standard cable connections, and it does provide an alternative internet provider for our residents and businesses within the city of Grover Beach. The applicant is proposing to utilize existing utility poles in either city right-of-ways, those are our city streets, or utility easements that are typically found behind the rear portion of residences and or businesses. So this is a map before you of the proposed locations of this fiber optic network in the coastal zone. Some of the right-of-ways that would be utilized include North 3rd Street, North 2nd Street, Saratoga Avenue, Newport Avenue, Ramona Avenue, South 3rd, South 5th, South 6th, Rockaway Avenue, Manhattan Avenue, Seabright, Trouville, and Mentone. And again, there will be rear portions of properties that would be utilized that have utilities. And so a great example would be this proposed fiber optic line here between what I believe is Atlantic and Parkview. So this proposed project is consistent with the city's general plan, as is LU 1.2 complete neighborhoods. Is one of the caveats on that one is it does improve high-speed internet connections for resident and businesses with the city. As a part of the coastal area, we do have to look at what's called the local coastal plan. This project is consistent and located in visual resource areas 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, which does have policies related to visual impacts. These policies, however, are geared towards development projects, including new landscaping structures, billboard places, et cetera, and do not touch on existing utility lines. So this project is consistent with the adopted LCP. As part of environmental review, this action is considered not a project in the meaning of CEQA. Because this project will not have a potential for causing any significant environmental effects, again, because it is utilizing the existing easements and utility lines. City staff is recommending that the Planning Commission adopt a resolution to approve development application 2204. For a coastal development permit to allow for installation of approximately 25,000 linear feet of fiber optic lines on existing utility poles throughout the entire coastal zone. And with that, I will turn it back to the commission for any questions.
All right, thank you. Are there any questions from the commissioners?
Chair, I do have a question. I remember way back in the day, there was talk about, you know, running conduit for this type of, for the scenario. I'm going to assume that never happened and there's not an opportunity to underground any of this versus hanging it on the pole infrastructure that's proposed tonight.
Yeah, Commissioner Long, I can refresh your memory. You could call it the first phase of this project by Digital West was to provide fiber to our commercial and industrial zones. And there actually was some conduit that was used for those projects, but it was pretty limited to those specific areas. So this now being phase two in our residential areas, if there was any conduit, it would be used, but I don't believe I saw any within the coastal zone or outside of the coastal zone that would be able to be used for this project.
Okay, and thanks for that, Bruce, appreciate it. And then as another reminder, or if you could refresh our memory, I know this is just limited for the coastal zone at this point. Are we gonna be seeing a future project in front of the city to extend that further?
So this project is actually located throughout the city. The remainder of the city, the city staff views this as just a ministerial project and will issue an encroachment permit. So no public hearings required. Again, the only reason why we are bringing this before the Planning Commission this evening is because it requires a coastal development permit, because Coastal Commission has determined that this is a major public works project.
Thank you.
Anyone else have a question? Go ahead and speak. I don't know if that's Commissioner Rodman or not. If you have something to say, please unmute yourself and let us know. There we go. No? Okay, we're going to move on then. We're going to go to the public hearing portion. If there's anyone of the public who wishes to comment on the item, please call in at 805-321-6639. And we will open it up to the applicant first. Is the applicant available? Clerk Gratton?
It looks like we have a couple of them online. I'm not sure who would like to speak.
Jason, go ahead.
Sorry about that. I was on mute. I had to unmute myself. Good evening, everyone. My name is Jason Flowers. I am the network manager, development manager for Astyle Broadband. I have a few people on the on the line with us here, Sean Thomas, who's also our Senior Director of Technical Operations, Jeff Buckingham, he's our Senior Director of Business Solutions, Tim Melgard, our Senior Director of Construction and Project Management, John Mosier, our Senior Manager of Network Construction, and Derek Anderson, our Manager of Network Construction. Just wanted to give you a few further details on Astound and just what this project is. Roughly about 4 years ago, as I mentioned before, Digital West was acquired by Wave Broadband, along with RCN, which is an entity of ours that's in the East Coast, mainly Chicago, New York area, and also with Grande, which is in the southwest part of our country down in Texas. We all came together and became the sixth largest cable company as we combined. Recently, we rebranded to Astound Broadband. So that's where you'll see the names. Recently, that was just a change that we made. And we look forward to continuing to grow our brand and our infrastructure. The purpose of the proposed project is to provide an alternate internet service provider, as I was mentioned before, for the coastal zone. The proposed project includes the installation of fiber optic cable that can provide long distance, high performance data networking and telecommunications. Compared to wired cables or copper cables found in telephone lines, our fiber optic cables provide higher bandwidth and transmit data over longer distances. Our fiber optic cables can provide high speed internet at speeds up to and beyond 1 gigabyte per second. Typically, these speeds are about 100 times faster than standard cable internet connection, up to 200 times faster than traditional DSL connections. And I will turn it over to anyone else from Astound that would like to add anything additional.
I think you summed it up for us, Jason. Thank you.
No problem.
All right, very good. All right, perfect time. Do we have anyone else from the public who would like to speak?
We do have Jeff Buckingham on the call-in. I'm not sure if you'd like me to let him in to speak.
I'm not sure.
On Oxaudian, yes.
Okay.
We're really excited to be able to move forward with the project. We've had a long history of working with Grover Beach, and one of the reasons we chose Grover Beach to really begin our residential rollout on the Central Coast was because of that long history that we've had working together. And you know, if we're going to start somewhere, we wanted to start with the city that had really worked with us for so many years to try to promote broadband on the Central Coast. So we're really excited to move forward with this.
Very good. Anybody else would like to pitch in there, or should we move to the general public? Bert Breton, do we have anyone from the public?
We do not have any other callers.
Okay, then I will close to public comment and move it back to the commission. Commissioners, do we have any discussion or any further questions, perhaps of the applicant or of staff?
I have a question, and it's probably for Bruce, maybe. So from here, if it gets approved tonight, it goes to the City Council, and then it goes to the Coastal Commission. Is that the procedure?
Not in this case. Your action tonight will approve the project within the coastal zone. As Rafael mentioned earlier, it's a bit of an anomaly. In the remaining part of the city, the non-coastal zone, this is just like any other public utility. PG&E, you name it, the other utility companies, they come in, they get an encroachment permit, and they're able to install on those existing power poles. So for the rest of the city, it's simply an encroachment permit, and your action tonight will allow them or will authorize us to issue an encroachment permit within the coastal zone. So that's it, final action. This is consistent with the local coastal program, so there is no need for a hearing by the Coastal Commission.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Any other commissioners would like to pose a question? comment, discussion?
Yeah, Chair, and I guess one more for Bruce. Bruce, you did mention that there was some conduit that was laid. Did I understand you correctly to say that some of that will be utilized if it's available, or is this all going above?
If there was any available, they would use it, but I believe that the conduits that the city put in the ground many years ago were mostly on Grand Avenue and South 4th and in our industrial area. And again, those conduits were used for the previous project, which was to provide fiber to our business, our commercial and our industrial zone. So again, this is really phase two. This is pretty much limited to residential. They're hitting a few additional areas that might not have been served in phase one, but ultimately this has the ability to provide fiber to practically every lot in the city. There probably are a few exceptions, but practically every lot. And again, this is an alternative. This will provide, they'll ultimately, like any ISP provider, they'll be marketing and making the community aware that this service is available at such time that the fiber has been installed, and it'll give our citizens another option.
Right.
Great. Thank you.
All right. If there's no other discussion, then I would entertain a motion.
Chair, I'll make a motion that the Planning Commission adopt resolution approving development application 2204.
Thank you, Commissioner Long. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Well, wow, that was a good echo.
Commissioner. There we go.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Can we have a roll call vote, please?
Vice Chair Long?
Yes.
Commissioner Holden?
Yes.
Commissioner McLaughlin?
I unmuted. Yes.
Commissioner Rodman?
Yes. Yes. Do you hear me yet?
Right, there he is.
Yes, we hear you.
I've been following this whole thing, but I don't know why my mic keeps going on and off. And I have a terrible echo, but yes, I vote yes.
And Chair Halverson.
Yes, very good. The motion passes. Thank you very much. And now we'll move on to a regular business item. We have one item here. It's the annual report of the general plan. We have Associate Planner Janet Reese. I hope we have Associate Planner Janet Reese.
Yeah, I'm trying to find. Trying to find the buttons. Trying to find my window. There we go. Okay, do you see my presentation?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. The California Government Code requires the city to submit an annual report by April 1st of every year regarding the status of the general plan for the city and progress made towards implementing its goals and policies. The 2020 census data is in. So the city's population as of April of the April 2020 census was 12,700. So that came in last year, or that data came in last year. The number of building permits issued in 2021 was 314 residential permits, indicated by the blue on the graph. Just realized I don't have my pointer. So this 314 is residential permits, and 37 commercial related permits were issued last year for a total of 351. Of those residential permits, the majority were for like over-the-counter permits, you know, water heater re-roofs, that type of thing. But we did have permits for 8 new single-family units, 4 new single-family residences where the existing residence is going to become an accessory dwelling unit, 4 new construction accessory dwelling units, 2 additional accessory dwelling units were created by converting some existing residential area, and then there was 2 additional residential units created. That's this red area, I believe. Yeah, the red. 2 additional residential units were created from some existing commercial area. So it's a commercial, if I remember correctly, it's a commercial building that's being partially converted to residential. So I'll have 2 residential units and 1 office space will be retained. Affordability-wise, those units, or of these total, 20 units, 8 are going to be considered low income. The 4 new ADUs that were that are new construction are considered moderate, and then the 8 single family are considered above moderate income household housing. Why is it not? Development permit applications. So the items that come before you. There were 36 applications submitted last year. In addition, the city adopted an ordinance recently that amended fence, landscape, and on-site parking regulations and added regulations for mobile vendors. I believe that was in December, so fairly recent. In addition, last year the city utilizing some grant funding secured in 2020, the water line upgrade project and the development code updates to implement housing element programs. Both of those items commenced last year as well. And that concludes my really brief presentation.
So of course, this document is much broader than what we just saw. Yeah. Hopefully, the commissioners had a chance to go through it in the agenda report. Are there any questions of staff from the commissioners?
Just a comment, Janet. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Interesting to see the graphs. Those are great. Could really see some momentum for Grover Beach moving up through 2019. And then of course the pandemic seemed to that was shown there, I think, in some of the other graphs that you showed, but that's very illustrative of what's going on out there. So appreciate the report.
Very good. Any other questions from the commissioners? Okay, then let's move on to public comment. Open it to comment, and if there's any member of the public who wishes to comment on this item, please call in at 805-321-6639, and I'll ask our clerk to let us know if there's anybody on the line.
We do not have anyone on the line.
All right, very good. Thank you, Nicole. I'll bring it back to the commission, and commissioners, do you have any discussion, or would you like to make a motion? This is a receive and a file as a report sort of thing, so it's not a permit sort of thing or anything.
Chair, is this open comments here for commissioners?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, no, we're not there yet. We have to... according to my notes, we have to, I don't know, can we do this with a voice vote to receive and file?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Okay, so then let's just do a voice vote to receive and file the report as submitted. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, any opposed? No? Very good. So now we can move on to the commissioner's comments. Commissioner Long, you have something?
Sure. Yeah, just a couple random comments. One, curious to know if we're going to be moving back to in-person meetings anytime soon.
It's the first thing on my list to talk about under director comments.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll wait with bated breath on that one. And then I guess secondly, my ill-timed question about the development permit along Houston Street there for the cannabis or the use permit. You know, there's been a couple there. Just curious to know if those are moving forward, just as an update, Bruce, but you can save that for your director report as well, I guess. And then last thing, and this is just a general comment, there's been some great street improvements, particularly I'm talking about Oak Park, the southern part of Oak Park. And I'm curious to know, and I know this isn't the right venue, but Bruce, you may know, were there any plans to add a crosswalk along that stretch, say between Mentone and Oak Park, or I'm sorry, Mentone and Grand Avenue along Oak Park, a developed crosswalk for that?
You know. I don't know. Our public works team would be able to answer that question, but I would assume that only at four-way stops would you have the ability to cross Oak Park.
Okay. Thank you. That was it for me.
Okay, Commissioner Rodman, you have your hand up.
Yes, I hope you can hear me. I just want to encourage the director to include in his report an update on the Coastal Lodge, El Camino development, and an update on our updating our subjective standards to objective standards.
It's also on my list.
Excellent.
Okay. Bat in the thousand here. Either of the other two commissioners, you have any comments? Anne's shaking her head, and I'm going to assume our last member has nothing. I would just like to thank Commissioner Rodman for his service as the chair. I've enjoyed working under him, and I hope I do as well as he did. With that, I will turn it over to our community development director.
Thank you, Chair Halverson. Yes, I'll ditto your comments. Thank you to Ron for his service as chair, which I think was maybe a year plus, year and a half. So again, thank you, and thank you, Dave and Chris, now for taking on the chair and vice chair roles. So we continue to appreciate all of your service. We've had, I will say, very cohesive and excellent commissions now for many, many years that I've been here. So on to just some general updates. So this was your last virtual meeting. No more feedback, mute buttons being broken. The council will resume their in-person meeting starting with next Monday's goal setting session at Ramona Park. And then moving forward, all their meetings will be public. So that means that your next meeting will be live and in person, and it's scheduled for April 5th. At this point, the council is being polled. The intent is to have a joint commission council workshop with on the development code updates with our consultant, again, led by Genevieve with MIG, going over now all of the or most of the proposed changes. The commission, the council direction was really focused on several items that we were needing to get feedback from before the consultant could draft those sections. But there were just a lot of other changes that had to be made to bring our code up to in compliance with state law. And during this process, the state adopted what's known as SB 9, which allows urban lot splits. R1 lots can be divided into two separate lots, and those lots can each have two units. So these are all part of the new of our development code update. So don't know if it will be April 5th, but in early April, we will have a public workshop. And then the Planning Commission meeting in May, that will be the focus item, is you will then be reviewing in more detail, or I should say, you'll be further reviewing the development code update and making a recommendation. And then tentatively, this would go to the council May 23rd. So that's the update. Again, we're going to try to get that information out to the commission and council a week in advance so that both bodies will have the ability to view all the changes. So
let me ask a quick question.
Yeah.
So if we're going to have a joint meeting next month, then would we have to have a separate planning commission meeting to get rid of our normal business?
Maybe is the answer right now. We do have some projects that look like they could be ready. So it's a good possibility, but we still may have our regular meeting on April 5th for those items. And this workshop could be 2 weeks later. We just haven't arrived on a specific date. So as soon as we have an indication from the council, we'll poll you if it's not going to be on April 5th, because I know you're all available on April 5th for our regular meeting. So we will keep you posted. But again, the purpose of the workshop really is to have a more informal setting where both the commission and the council can hear about collectively all of the changes, because it's such a large undertaking for us to do that in one meeting before the planning commission or council would be too much information. So the idea was this will be able to highlight, allow you to review it and ask questions. So then the following meeting with the planning commission considering recommendation, you'll already had good familiarity with it, already have asked questions, and then can hone in and ask even additional questions at that time. So,
all right. Sounds like a good plan.
So that's that. Hotel update. So the 950 El Camino Real, the site that was graded many years ago and has been vacant, I believe last time I told you that it was purchased by a new hotel developer, and they have submitted for plan check. So that is, I will say, an active project in plan review. They could be breaking ground in, you know, 3 to 6 months. So you've been asking Ron for years the status of that project, and this is about the first time we have a real status update for you. So moving further down El Camino Real, the two hotels that were approved at 1598 El Camino Real, that owner has indicated that they have started the plan preparation process with their consultants. So they expect to submit plans to the city towards the end of this year. So there is some progress being made there. And finally, the Grover Beach Lodge project, the same thing. We know that the architect and engineer are in the process of updating their plans, and they are slated to submit again to the state, who is the primary reviewer of that project, before the end of the year as well. So all three hotel projects are moving forward in some stage right now.
Okay.
And then finally, the cannabis update. We did have the testing lab on Huston across the parking lot from Natural Healing Center. They officially opened today. They have been in approximately a 2-year process in trying to obtain their state license. And unfortunately, COVID and other things delayed them considerably. The owner of the lab, owners of the lab, were very patient, and we are very pleased that they are finally open. They're the first testing lab between, I want to say, Santa Barbara and Salinas, Santa Cruz. They're the only one in the area, and that will be a benefit testing to our existing businesses as well as all the businesses in the area. So That's our 13th cannabis business then that's officially operating. In regards to the other projects, primarily on Huston, there's the 6-lot campus that was approved and you recently approved a time extension for. There is still activity. The architect has been talking about making some revisions. So we're optimistic that we'll see at least two of those buildings in the next 6 months get under construction, but time will tell. The other recently entitled projects, again, there seems to be interest, but we have not seen actual construction plans submitted to the city yet. So the cannabis industry has been particularly hit hard of late. The price of cannabis is down, and that's depressed the market a little bit, and that has, I think, slowed things down overall. But we do hope that some of these approvals will turn into actual projects here in the near term. So that's all I had on my agenda. Any other questions about current development projects?
I guess not. Very good. Thank you, Bruce. If none of the commissioners have anything else to discuss, I'm going to, I guess not, no? Okay, I'm going to adjourn the meeting at 7:01. Thank you all very much.
And Ron, it's your responsibility to give Dave the gavel now, so don't forget
that. I'm going to ask him about the gavel. Oh, my gosh. I can break cement with that.
We have one in the chambers for you, Chair Halverson.
Oh, yeah. Well, next month, I'll be all set. Yes. Yeah.
All right. We will see you all in person for the next meeting.
All right.
Sounds good. Have a good night, all.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, everybody.